You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Affordable housing is one of the biggest issues facing Madison and Dane County, and now we've learned hundreds more units have been finished in the last couple months. City officials are working to add 15,000 units to the housing supply by 2030. That work got off to a slow start this year, and city officials expected it to ramp up once the weather got warmer. Well, now data shows they were right. Back in May, only about 500 homes had been completed so far in 2025. Now, just a couple months later, it's up to 1,200. Only about 90 of those are considered affordable, meaning they're only available to people who make 60% or less of the city's median income. More homes with that designation are coming, though. About 1,300 are currently under construction. Included in that number are units in the Teresa Terrace neighborhood. The Community Development Authority owned old duplexes that needed so much work that it made more sense to build something new. Now work is done on 6 townhomes. They're all more than 2,000 square feet, have 3 bedrooms, and will always be rented to people with lower incomes, anywhere from $54,000 to $78,000, depending on the size of the family. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
We want to encourage more of what we describe as this missing middle housing, which is just a fancy way of saying that we wanted to prove that you could build townhomes in a neighborhood like this, but that they would look good and that people would want to live in them and they would fit right in with the neighborhood.
The first tenants are moving in soon. A new development could be coming to the old Oscar Mayer property. The State Journal reports a company called the Annex Group wants to build an apartment building with retail space on a portion of that huge parking lot. All of the nearly 250 units would be considered income restricted. Wisconsin got a new state Supreme Court justice last week. Next year, conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley is running for re-election and liberal Dane County Judge Chris Taylor is challenging her. The court will either maintain its liberal majority if Bradley wins, or that majority could grow if Taylor wins. Now, Justice Brian Hagedorn says he will likely run again when his term is up. That election would be all the way in 2028. He told Upfront there are important elections coming before that. Meanwhile, federal authorities have not changed their minds about prosecuting Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
UrbanMilwaukee.com reports there was a filing from federal prosecutors this week arguing against her claim that she's immune from prosecution. It's the case accusing her of obstructing an ICE arrest. Prosecutors say her legal team's arguments stretch judicial immunity too far and ignore that judges can be charged with crimes even if they step outside their judicial role. A magistrate judge earlier this month recommended that the case move forward. U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman will make the final call on whether the case goes to trial. A date on when a decision might come isn't known.
Almost 200,000 people have been deactivated from Wisconsin's voter rolls. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says more than 192,000 people had their registration deactivated after not voting in the last 4 years and not responding to a mailer from the agency regarding their registration. Fewer than 10,000 of the voters who got that mailer then responded to stay registered. Administrator Megan Wolf says the deactivation is part of a legally required maintenance process to ensure the integrity of the state's voter database. Now, this doesn't mean the folks on that list cannot vote in the next election. It just means they have to re-register the next time they want to cast a ballot. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Pack prepares for the Jets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers host the New York Jets this Saturday night. Are the players looking forward to playing in their first preseason game? Wide receiver Jaden Reed.
Yeah, it's always excitement, especially going back out of Lambeau, man, like going out to see the fans and, you know, just that environment. It's a different feel. You get chills and I'm excited, you know, for whatever that may be, you know, going out there. I'm excited for it.
Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before opening a weekend series against the Mets. The Crew beat the Braves 5-4 to complete a three-game sweep in Atlanta. Pat Murphy praised Jose Quintana and the pitching staff after the victory.
Bullpen was special tonight. Q, six-inning start. You look at that lineup. Eli White is as hot as anybody's got four homers in the last five games or something. Albies, Olsen, Ozuna, Murphy, Profar, Harris. Those guys are all have been an all-star or whatever. That's a good lineup.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tulsa King is somehow still on the air and we'll get a season 3. Half kidding. It's a good guilty pleasure if sometimes you just need to watch good, bad TV and can still stomach Sylvester Stallone. The trailer for the new season is available now. In season 3, Stallone will look much different as he ran out of steroids. It's possible. It's not all bad though. Samuel Jackson is part of the cast for the new season. Season 3 of Tulsa King drops September 21st on Paramount Plus. The practice of using loud noises to scare wolves away from cattle is not new. Practice of using an Oscar-nominated film to do so, however, is. It's called Wolf Hazing and oftentimes involves a loudspeaker that broadcasts gunshots or fireworks. According to the New York Post, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, to help protect cattle and keep predatory wolves away, is now using scenes from the film Marriage Story that involves shouting and arguing, which reminds me, I need to call my wife. What they should really do is show Rob Schneider movies, which will just put both species to sleep. There are no huge superhero or action films being released this weekend, so we can all take a deep breath. Having said that, there are a couple highly rated films geared toward family fun and horror. First up is Weapons, a film about classmates who disappear at the same time except one. The film is pulling a highly coveted 100% on Rotten Tomatoes with over 50 reviews in and stars Josh Brolin and Ozark's Julia Garner. And if you're thinking this Friday could get a little freaky, you'd be correct. Family comedy Freakier Friday hits theaters, bringing with it close to an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Freakier Friday stars Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan, who reprise their roles as Tess and Anna from the original film, which was 22 years ago. That's a long time, so that script better be great. If neither of those titles grab you, there are still several blockbusters in the theater, including The Naked Gun, The Bad Guys 2, F1, and Superman. Let's go to the movies. Sharon Stone was part of one of the most controversial scenes in movie history. She recently sat down with Business Insider and addressed the famous no underwear scene from the film Basic Instinct. Stone says that she could have put the kibosh on the scene from a legal standpoint, but didn't want to disappoint director Paul Verhoeven. She has mixed feelings about it looking back, more or less sounding like she would not do it again. As always, Stone was blatantly honest on the situation, saying at the end of the day, the scene made the movie better, made her an icon, and she would work with the director again. She also mentioned in the interview that Michael Douglas was hesitant to work with her, something Douglas's reps completely deny. I'm not sure if Stone not wearing underpants in that famous scene helped the film or not. Frankly, anything would have. It was not a good film. Douglas's bare butt also appeared with no underpants, and nobody ever talked about that. For good reason. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny and 86. Showers and storms possible tonight, a low around 69. Slight chance of a storm Friday, otherwise sunny, warm, and humid. Highs in the low 90s, and the heat index will push into the upper 90s.
Right now, 71 degrees.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.